Serial killers follow a familiar MO in The Whisper Man, made for streaming despite big screen credentials. Superstar Robert De Niro plays a retired police detective, haunted by a past serial case and still searching for its last remaining body. Michael Keaton joins the mix, relishing Anthony Hopkins' territory as a brainy, manipulative killer. Co-stars Michelle Monaghan, Owen Teague, and Adam Scott have their share of film credentials, while director James Ashcroft earned suspense horror creds with Coming Home in the Dark. Add best-selling author Alex North to the mix, and The Whisper Man sounds promising for anyone who likes watching the psychology, thrills, and skills it takes to hunt and catch a human monster. But despite the right ingredients, The Whisper Man fails to fully gel. Problems come from story elements, with Ben Jacoby and Chase Palmer changing a few of author North's logistics and dropping helpful character development, shortchanging Monaghan about what drives her character. And while author North creates compelling page-turner books, he draws from a familiar pool of plot devices. As in Silence of the Lambs, police seek answers to current crimes in the past through Q&A sessions with a killer imprisoned for older murders. Movie shortcuts make action look more exciting by having smart people ignore sensible safety precautions. Thinking back on the story leads to a few disconnects and wondering, wait, why did they do that? Yet The Whisper Man avoids disaster. It offers sufficient thrills and strong enough performances to remain watchable, a passing bit of suspenseful entertainment that keeps moving steadily on a flat and familiar trail that reaches no impressive heights. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.